Sameach Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 49, starting Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. There's one more haro from Kuf Mem Beis. That which you talked about, when to correct and when not to correct the Balkriya. Over here, just we end off saying the Meramos Fedum Aftir Menavi, and from over here, Maureen Rabbeinu Neventzel understands, not because of this, no diak over here, just he just points out that the same way of correcting a Bal Kore for laning it, the same thing for Aftaro also. Doesn't matter whether he's laning from a cloth or whether he's laning from a Tanakh. It doesn't matter. The same thing. If it's Mishtan of the Indian, you have to collect a Bal Kore. Generally, I don't know, for some reason, that the people doing the Aftaro go ahead and make as many mistakes as they want. That is incorrect according to Moreno Vener of Nevinson. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Dini Nitsa Sefer Torah Betals V'yeter Dinei Sefer. This is the most complicated simen that we will have. Okay, one of the most complicated shalas, but we're not going to get into today. We will maybe get to maybe a little introduction about what happens if you find a Sefer Torah that is puzzle. That's the Hemshich over here, starting with Siv Gimel, but really gets into it in Siv Dal. But before that, we have a couple of very important item over here. Let's see over here. Ain Korin B'Torah B'Pachos V'Asara G'dolim B'nei Yecharin. You have to have 10 over bar mitzvah men that are not slaves to be the minion for Kriyas HaTorah. This is called the Dover Shebekdusha. All Dover Shebekdusha, you need 10 male men over the age of bar mitzvah. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Aleph, do Dover Shebekdusha like they said before. Veinu B'pachos V'Asara, and he has the same lima that we have all, for all, things that we need 10 men for, and that we learn out from the Moraglim, the Gezer Shava, v'chulei v'chulei. Okay? Then the Mechaber goes on. He says, "V'mihit chilu basar." Now we have a din in tefillah, and that is the halacha goes like this in tefillah, that if you start with the minion, and then part of the minion leaves, regardless of the fact that that person did something wrong, he's not allowed to leave, but let's say he leaves, okay, and now you don't have a minion, the rule is you're allowed to finish whatever you have started. Even though you do not have a minion presently, whatever section you have started, you're allowed to complete. We're not going to get into all the din of what's considered different sections in tefillah, but we have the same din over here by Kriyas HaTorah. If you started Kriyas HaTorah with 10 people, and then one or two people leave, and now you don't have a minion anymore, you're allowed to finish the Kriyas HaTorah. You're allowed to finish the Kriyas HaTorah. So a couple important things over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins over here, that similarly, we saw before, Baruch Hu is not considered the beginning of a din. Baruch Hu is not considered the beginning of the Kriya. That is just an introduction. So just like we said before, if you say Baruch Hu and then a Kohen comes in, you can still call up the Kohen to the Leah, because it's not the beginning yet. So too over here. If he just says Baruch Hu and then one of the persons, you don't have a mini anymore, you're not allowed to continue. It's Mashma though. Once he starts the brach of Asher Bachar Banu, what is that Asher Bachar Banu of Kriyas HaTorah? He can then go till the end of Kriyas HaTorah. Till what point? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikaten, Vav, Gomrim, Hainu Bichol Kolashlosh. So you could do all three Alilas during Chol, Ube Yontav Chamisha, Ube Shabbos Kolashiva Kurim. You could all have 7 people to the Torah. Avaloyo Sifa is that you're not allowed to do every extra safas, but you can do whatever the mikr din of that kriya is, that's what you do. Vomrin Kaddish Achar Kriya, the Kaddish after Kriya Satorah, is also Shaykh to the Kriya Satorah, and therefore you can even say Kaddish. You only have 8 people in the room right now, you can still say Kaddish. Avalu Mafter Lo Yikra. Mafter is a separate Indian, Mafter and Haftorah is a separate Indian, therefore you not do that part. Do Indian Achar Velo Nigra Basar Kriyas HaTorah, Vekol Shekein Shelo Yavter Achar Kach Benovi, and for sure, not only the Matri you don't do the Haftorah either. V'yeshe Kotvu, Shemikol Makom Tov Lomar Haftorah Benovi Belo Birchoseh. Some say, in order that, at least, that there's some type of Kriya from the Novi, that you should read from a Novi without his Brachos, the Master without his Brachos, Ubaftar Nami Dinachi Dimit Chilu. Brachos, Shel Haftorah Basarah V'yatsu Mikzasan. The same thing with the Vay Haftorah. Let's say a 10 for Kriyas HaTorah, and you had 10 for the beginning of the Torah, and then he left. Same thing. Gomrin lomar haftarah in birchoseh she'achar kach. Then you could go ahead and finish off the haftarah, even with the brachas afterwards. Once again, you could finish whatever section you're up to, even though there is no longer a minyan. Now, how many people do you need to stay in the building? Okay, in the Beit Knesset, Siv Katan, hey, tells us, u'minishtayer ruban, you need at least no rove of the tzibur, the hainu shisha sagi. You need at least 6 people who remain. So up to 4 people left, you're allowed to finish the Kriyas HaTorah. Globain and Ruba de Minkar, you don't need 7, which is a rove of, that's Minkar. Regarding the people who left, We say about them, Oz v'Hashem yichlu. It's not a good bracha over here. It's not something that you want said about yourself. Avaf ben gavra legavra asar. Even between Aliyahs, it's asar for them to leave. V'chimotel atzeis ben gavra legavra, ani dafkim nishar ba'asara. When one is allowed to leave between Aliyahs, that's only when you leave off 10 people left in the minion. And when you leave and you're one of those 10 people, it is absolutely asar, and you get a bad curse with it. Awesome. Okay? So that is the dinam of what you're allowed to finish. Now, very important, halacha l'maaseh shaila, what happens if a person or a group of people miss Kriyas HaTorah Shacharis? Let's say they're on a plane, they landed here in Eretz Yisrael after Shacharis, and on a Monday or Thursday they want to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and just do Kriyas HaTorah for not a minion? Okay? If they're a minion, so let's say you could do that, how about less than a minion? That's the Bir Halacha over here, Dibur Maaseh with Pachos Miasar. This is Ayin B'chai Adam Klal Laman Alusiv Yud Al Shini Stapi. If there's some people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to read another Kriyas HaTorah for these people. Maybe we only are metakin a Kriyas HaTorah when you have a minion of people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? Later on, the Kriyas HaTorah really could do all day long. There's a mitzvah that can be done all day long. But the question is, are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and have a Kriya for less than a minion? Verani Godel Echad Shemeforish Baran Reish Berakah in the Megillah. Very interesting. Lashon over the Chavetz Chaim says, a Godel Echad and Shalom, this Ran, in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, Besugia de Megillah, Bezman and Korim Biyachid, de Beruban Shalom Karasagi, as long as you have a rove that have not had Kriyas HaTorah, that's good enough to take out a Sefer Torah. You need 10 people at Kriyas HaTorah. You need 10 men. But if you have 6 people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, that's enough to take out a Sefer Torah and do a regular Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, that's what one is allowed to do. If they have a group of people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, for sure, if there's a minion, they can read Kriyas HaTorah later on. And even if you only have 6 people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah yet, you can take out a Sefer Torah and have a good Kriya. That's how Marina Rabbi Rav Nevinzal also told me a Lamaisa brought down an Alacha Brew. Also, even though Rav Moshe is stopping with Avar, he says, it's not a Avar Poshet. That is seemingly how the post can pass, like the Pashas over here in the Bir Alacha. Okay? So that is important thing. Let's move out now into Siv Beis. Now we get into what's considered a Kasher Sefer Torah, what's not considered a Kasher Sefer Torah. At the beginning we were talking about a Chumash. It's not what we would call a Chumash in print. We'll talk about that also. A Chumash could be 1/5 of the Sefer Torah written like a Sefer Torah. On Klaf, with Yo, by a Sofer, with all the halachas, that's what's referred to a Chumash over here. In Kotvu Kol Chumash Levado. And for some reason they wrote Reishi Smos Vayikra B'Midrashim, separate Chumashim, separate Torahs, okay? Afilu Beglila Kasefer Torah, if it's not even Beglila Kasefer Torah, even if it's made with all the halachas of Sefer Torah, Ein Karin Bo. You're not allowed to read with this in the Tzibur, as you call Chamishu Chumashim Tfurim B'Yachad, until you have all Chamishi Chumshei Torah bound together in one Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to read in the Tzibur. The question is, why? What's wrong with reading the Sefer Torah? Lamaisa, this Chumash is totally fine. What you're going to read for that Parsha, you're in the middle of it. It's Parsha's Miketz this week. Yeah, Mark Miketz is going to be fine. You have all Brachos there. Why can't we read this? It says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat Zayin, and Korim Amidei Kavodat Tzibur. It's not Kavodat Tzibur to read it only out of a Chumash and not from a Kasher full Sefer Torah. However, if that's din in Kavodat Tzibur, says the Bir Halacha, what would be in a case where the Tzibur is Machal? Especially in a case would be, let's say you have a Sefer Torah, but one Sefer is not written correctly, and there's some problems in Sefer Dvarim. But Brachos is totally good, so I'll read from Brachos. Okay, and the Tzibur is Machal. It's only Sefer Torah, have, they'll for sure be Machal, so they can have a Kriyas HaTorah. Master from the Bir Halacha, im rotzi batzir l'michalak fodam, yesh deos ben aposkim, there are poskim who would say they can be machal on their kavod, and he can read from some sefer, such a sefer Torah. However, the poskim point out that there's also Yerushalmi that brings another teretz, why you're not allowed to read from one chumish, not only because of kavod at tzibur, it's because it's like a knas in the tzibur to make sure that you are going to get a full Sefer Torah, and if you have a puzzle, it's a Dvarim's puzzle, and Brachos, Shmos Vayikra are good, we want to make sure you're going to fix the Sefer Torah. So they say you're not allowed to read the Sefer Torah until you go ahead and fix it. According to this Yerushalmi, it's not going to be good, Mechila's not going to help over here, because it's like a knas, they want to make sure you fix the Sefer Torah, and that's the minute of Olam. We never read out of a Sefer Torah that is puzzle. It's not complete. Okay, that's why we don't ever have many times. I will say we're told that only parts are problematic. Other parts are fine, but we do not read from such Sefer Torah. Once again, as I said before, we'll get more into the dinim of what to do with the puzzle Sefer Torah a little bit later on. Okay, so that's the beginning of the day. Says the Roma. So he says, you don't read it until you have all chamisha chumashim tfurim biyachad, v'im ksuvim b'glila k'sefer Torah, and they're written correctly on cloth with dyo and with all the halachas of a sefer Torah. Aval b'chumashim shalanu, our chumashim, afilu kol chamisha svarim biyachad, even if you have chamisha chumashim Torah in print, all together in one sefer, ein levarech, you can't make a bracha, obviously, on our chumashim in print, that you can never read in the tzibur. U'b'makom, says the Ramah, Umakum Shiyesh Sefer Torah, it's interesting. This is really the topic of our simon, is when the Sefer Torah is not good. We talked earlier when the Baal Vikri are not good. The Roma seems to go back to this din again over here now, where you have a good Sefer Torah, not good Baal Vikri. Says over here once again the Roma, Umakum Shiyesh Sefer Torah, Vein Shliach Tzibur HaBaki Menegiyah Baal Peh, you have a Sefer Torah, and the Baal Kari is not such a Baki to know it. Well, Ra'iti noagim shashliach tzibur kori min achumish benikud. The shliach tzibur will go ahead and read it out of a chumish with the nikudos. Va'ola, and the person who gets aliyah, kora achra min a sefer Torah kasher. And the person getting aliyah, he'll read after him for the sefer Torah kasher. We've seen a similar din a couple times, just the opposite. We seem to have the Baal Kori is going to be read to, and the Baal Kori reads aloud. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, our meaning is, when you don't have Bogut Bali Korea, let at least the best Bal Kore get up there, and he'll know at least quasi the Kriya Satora, and someone else will go ahead and read to him along, and therefore they'll listen to him. Because there's some people who get up there, you call them up for an aliyah, even if you would read it to them into their ear, they still don't know how to do the Kriya Satora. So better for the Baal Kore to be the one who's reading in the person, and the person getting the aliyah, or someone else, the Gabbai, reading it into his ear when he's doing. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has another Eitzah that one is allowed to do. This is all talking about, obviously, B'shas Techak. We should be Bali Kriya that prepare ahead of time and know the Kriya's of Torah. But in some places, that's not so shayach. Or in the case of Shasta Chak, Shlomo Zalman says the Baal Kori could do this also. He could have an Chumash open in front of him. Okay? He could look in the Chumash, the Pasuk, go to the Tefer Sefer Torah, read the Pasuk in the Sefer Torah, go back to the Chumash, read the Sefer Torah. That's another Eitzah that Shlomo Zalman suggests. Rav Moshe was against such an Eitzah. Chelek Gimel, Simen Yudes, in the Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe says if you end up doing this, the Baal Kori is going to end up reading Baal Peh for sure. He's going to end up reading Baal Peh, and therefore he's going to read in the Chumash, he's going to end up saying Baal Peh, not finding the right place in the Sefer Torah. So therefore, Moshe was against such a suggestion. He would say you would do it like, oh, really, like the Ramah. We saw in the Machaber that someone reads it in the ear of the Baal Kori, but according to Shlomo Zalman, as long as the Baal Kori is a Yuri Shemaim, he knows the Lachas, he's allowed to go ahead and do this. Okay, so that would be that Allah. Fine. Let's start now, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel says, now, what do you do with the Apostle Sefer Torah? Okay, you only have Apostle Sefer Torah. You're in a small town, and there's only one Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is possible. What do you do? Says the Mechaber over here, Afilu Bikfarim, even in a village, Sheinim Salem Sefer Torah Kasher, you cannot find a Sefer Torah that is Kasher. Ein Mevarchin Alav, you are not allowed to make a bracha on a Apostle Sefer Torah. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. Only later on at the end of Siv Dalid, the Ramah is going to be on Machlokas in the same case of this. So hang on, we'll see that only then over there. The Mishnah Berurah sends you over there. But that is how we generally are going to paskin over here, like the Mechaber. We do not generally like to read out of a Apostle Sefer Torah, even Bishas Techak. Okay? And that brings us over here to Siv Dalid. And just a very quick introduction, because we're going to have to go over this a couple of times. We'll say it today, and we'll start with this next time we have Shir. We'll start with this quick introduction. We'll add more then also. And that is the famous shadow, what happens in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, you realize the Sefer Torah is puzzle. There's a problem with the Sefer Torah. Many times there's a smudge on the Sefer Torah. Two letters are connecting. Okay, it's missing a letter, whatever it might be. There's a problem with the Sefer Torah. What do you do in the middle of such Sefer Torah? We see over here, to read lechatchila from a Sefer Torah, we do not allow that. Okay? We do not allow it, and that is because Rov Rishonim, if you look at Rov Rishonim, they hold, if you end up reading Kriyas Torah from a Apostle Sefer Torah, whatever you read, at least that week, no good. No good. If you realize the Sefer Torah is puzzle, in the middle of Shvi, you would have to go back to the beginning of Kriyas Torah, you have to take out another Sefer Torah, and start over again. Why? Because it was all puzzle. That's what Rov Rishonim hold. Read about a puzzle Sefer Torah. The Kriyas Torah is not good. Okay? This is going to be the psak of the Gra. Also, we'll see later on. Miksas Rishonim. A few of the Rishonim hold that if you read out of a Sefer Torah that it's puzzle, b'diavad, these Kriyas Torah is good, because anyways, we're not bekin and chaseros and yaseros. We're not so sure that maybe the Sefer Torah is going to have extra vav, less vav. There's certain places where we have spekas anyways, so therefore, even if you didn't read out of a perfectly fine Sefer Torah, b'diavad, the Kriyas Torah is going to be good. Okay? The Mari Beirav, which is going to be the Mespsak of the Mechaber for the Svardim, is the following. Lichatchila, they go like Rov Rishonim, and that's why in Sif Gimel we never take out a Apostle Sefer Torah, because we generally hold you cannot read from a Sefer Torah. However, b'diavad, what you've already read from, we rely on Niksas Rishonim that hold, you read from a bad Sefer Torah, it's going to be good. Okay? It's going to be kosher, so therefore that's a very clear psak. The Svardim have it a little bit easier over here in the psak halacha by a puzzle Sefer Torah. Lechatchila, you never read. If you know it's possible, you can't read forward. But whatever you have read already, everything's going to be good. And we're going to be all saying, Yotzi b'diavad, what you have already read. The psak of the Ramah is going to be much more complicated. We'll slowly get to that introduction of the Ramah, Bezrat Hashem, next time to understand what the Ashkenazim are going to paskin. Adkan for today.